USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is welcoming the Finland president to the White House on Wednesday. The president, talking to reporters, denied doing anything wrong in a phone call with the president of Ukraine and also discusses a whistleblower.
Look, I think a whistleblower should be protected if the whistleblower's legitimate. But when the whistleblower makes a big report on the conversation I had with a president of Ukraine, and it was a great conversation, we talked mostly about congratulations on your win. Lindsey Graham said, I never knew you were that nice a person.
A former Dallas police officer is being sentenced to 10 years in prison for murder. A jury decided on the sentence for Amber Geiger today following deliberations. They had convicted her of murder late Tuesday morning for the killing of a man inside his apartment. Geiger says she killed the man because she mistook his apartment for her own and believed he was an intruder. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. For millions of students across America, school is back in session. From high school hallways to college campuses, now that the first semester is in full swing, it's important to check in with your kids to ensure they're developing money management skills that will stick with them for life. April Schneider, Bank of America.
This time of year can be a whirlwind for students, but it's also a prime time to talk with them about developing key financial habits like budgeting and saving. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students succeed by providing them with educational tools like better money habits and best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees, and was one of the main reasons that Bank of America was named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
One of the Democratic White House hopefuls is off the campaign trail after emergency surgery. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Senator and candidate Bernie Sanders undergoing heart blockage surgery. Campaign officials say the 78-year-old experienced chest discomfort while in Las Vegas. The senator was taken to a hospital where doctors found a blockage in an artery and inserted two stents. Sanders said to be in good spirits shortly after the surgery, but the campaign says it had to cancel several events and appearances to give him time to recover. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More people want their voices heard in the upcoming 2020 election. About 400,000 voters set a record last month for National Voter Registration Day. They either signed up for the first time or updated their registration. And your final numbers on Wall Street, a rough day as the Dow lost 491 points to close at 26,079. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren continues her attack on Facebook after audio comments from CEO Mark Zuckerberg were leaked. Warren saying the company won't even do the bare minimum to improve transparency. Instagram chief Adam Mosseri joins NBC's Today Show and reacts to the news of what Zuckerberg said in that private meeting.
So those comments were in an internal meeting, so he's been very candid. But generally, I really do agree and stand by the comments that we don't think it's a good idea to break us up.
And as far as people using Instagram to influence elections, he says,
there are always going to be sophisticated bad actors that are trying to leverage our scale for bad outcomes.
If you identify misinformation, lies that are out there, memes specifically on Instagram, what do you do with it?
We try and reduce its distribution as much as possible. We also try to provide context to people so they can be more informed readers, make more informed decisions about what to read, what to share, and what to trust.
Mosseri makes the case that Facebook and Instagram together can disprove a lot of misinformation as well.
It makes sense to me that people would be anxious about our scale. There's a few things that it's really good for. If you want to prevent interference in elections, if you want to reduce the spread of hate speech on the platforms, we benefit massively from working together closely.
For more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.